Head of Hezbollah Said Hassan Nasrallah once again vowed that the resistance will not give up its arms, stressing that this resistance, together with the Lebanese army and people, are the only guarantee to safeguard Lebanon. But what distinguished his message this time was that it came in response to comments made by UN Chief Ban Ki-moon, who is currently visiting Lebanon.
We are sure with confidence that we will hold on to the doctrine of resistance and its arms. This choice and these arms, with the national army and the people, are the only guarantee for the security, sovereignty and pride of Lebanon. I was relieved to know that Mr. Ban Ki-moon is concerned about the capabilities of the resistance. We want him to be concerned, and we want the U.S. and Israel also to be concerned.
Ban had said that he was deeply concerned about the arms of Hezbollah and described these arms as being outside state authority, adding that this was unacceptable. Sayyid Hassan was speaking on the occasion of Arba'in, the 40th day of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, Prophet Muhammad's grandson. Such commemorations have also become occasions to compare modern-day struggles to the struggle of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein's sister Zainab, who was taken captive in Karbala, has become a symbol of bravery and firmness. When it was here in the city of Baalbek where she was forced to pass by along with the women and children who had lost their fathers, sons and brothers who were killed in Karbala. And the people of Lebanon have decided today to come to Baalbek to pay tribute to their sufferings by walking in the cold and some even barefoot. The caravan of Imam Hussein's family that entered the city of Baalbek almost hundreds of years before our time reverberated today on the commemoration of Arba'in. Tens of thousands came from all over the country to solace the souls of the martyrs after the tragedy of Karbala despite freezing temperatures. Women brought their young children to visit the areas where people here cried for the sorrows of the mourning family of Imam Hussein.
We came here to Baalbek from Beirut to remember Sayyida Zainab and the Sabaya and to see what they suffer on the way.
Just to be able to commemorate the martyrdom and be here on the 40th of Imam Hussein, for me, for my family, for my kids, it was something that we won't forget for sure.
Historians agree that the survivors of the Battle of Karbala, who consisted of mothers, widows and daughters of the martyrs, in addition to Imam Hussein's only surviving son, passed by the city of Baalbek as they were taken to the then tyrant ruler in Damascus after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and over 70 of his family and friends. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Baalbek.